Our cattle market stepped back and take a deep breath after last week's trade. I'm Keith Weinberg with your farm news update. Greg Hansen is with Hansen Agri Commodities based out of Walnut Grove, Minnesota.
Well, like I say, we went home Friday and saw, you know, there was massive limit moves in the feeders and, you know, big move down in cattle. So today we have extended limits. Luckily, we have not decided to test them because live cattle, we can move $10.75 either direction today. Feeder cattle, we can move $13.75. And so luckily, as of now, we have not tested it, but it has been back and forth. Cash was steady easier last week when I think people were hoping we'd see a bigger number. So I think that was some of that disappointment on Friday. And, of course, a lot of it happened late. So maybe the lower market allowed that cash to back up. But, you know, there's still people wondering, will we get to that magic 250 number or not on the cash number? I guess we'll see. The one thing, you know, cash is king, of course, but the one thing I have noticed is when you look at the live cattle futures, that OCC, that DEES, the FEB, we're starting to turn to a bear spread where the deferreds are a higher price. And usually that can be a sign of a negative market.
Now, on the hog side of things, Greg, last week, of course, the cash hog market was down anywhere from $4 to $6. What's your take on the hog market?
I think the hog guy is still trying to kind of square the margin away. So I think futures-wise, it's a little bit of some spreading versus cattle. But, you know, the packer, it sounds like he was maybe still a little bit in the red, and that hog packer likes to strain things out. So hopefully that's enough to where he can get his margin where it needs to be so he can start buying some better numbers going forward.
Definitely on the market side of things, we are facing a lot of uncertainty, and that's been affecting our markets, especially when we start talking about these trade tariffs. With your farm news update, I'm Keith Weinberg.